Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the Psalms. We will be hearing from Psalm 91. I will read verses 1 through 6 and then skip to 14 through 16. Hear now the words of the psalmist. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that wastes at noonday. Those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. This is the word of the Lord for you and for me, the people of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? O Lord, in these words, may we find comfort and refuge. May we know of the shelter that you provide. Amen and amen. Our psalm this morning is a psalm of thanksgiving. In my Bible, at the top of the page, it says it is thanksgiving for vindication. It is a psalm for thanksgiving of things that have already happened to the psalmist. The psalmist who you could potentially assume, rightfully or not, is the same author as the previous psalm. That is sometimes the understanding of who this current psalm is attributed to, which would be a prayer of Moses. It is a thanksgiving for things that have already happened, but it is, of course, for us, assurance of things that will happen when we struggle. In this particular psalm and throughout our scriptures, there are many metaphors for God. Metaphors that span from any number of things, from animals, the lion, the wings of the eagle, as we sang earlier, to inanimate objects like the ramparts, shelter, to personalities, judge, redeemer, sustainer. I know that each and every one of us have those metaphors that we latch onto and that we hold in our hearts with every step that we take in our faith. And I know there are many metaphors that, while we agree they sum up some characteristic or aspect of God just simply perfectly, we also struggle to really understand the entirety that they encompass. Today, we look at a particular metaphor that partly I read into this psalm and partly that I know that many of you probably read into this psalm. And so to begin, I would like to share with you a legend And this, as much research as I could do, I could not ever really find out if this is a factual legend, a true legend. But it is a wonderful story, and you may and probably have heard it before, as it has made the rounds on the internet many times. There is the legend of the Cherokee rite of passage for a young man. And legend has it that as you become a man, as you seek to become a man, you are encouraged to go out into the wilderness, out into the forest, and your father takes you there. He sits you down on a stump in the middle of the forest, and he blindfolds you. And he says, in order to become a man, you must remain on this stump every moment of this night. No matter what you hear, what you feel, you must stay still. You must remain. And the boy, not knowing what lies ahead, sits on the stump, blindfolded, and waits. And as he waits, there are sounds that surround him. He does not know if they're wild animals. They could be wolves. He does not know if there is another tribe or another human out there that could potentially bring him harm. And if there is, he would have no defense. The wind rustles in the trees. Branches crack and creak. Even the stump itself trembles. And hour upon hour goes by. And as the first break of daylight appears, he has been told that he is then allowed to remove that blindfold. And as he does so, he's surprised. For sitting very near to him on a log is his father who brought him out there. His father who has not moved, who has stood watch, who has provided protection, who even though he did not know was there, was comfort in a time where he had no idea what was going on. Again, whether true or not, this legend, this story speaks to me. And it speaks to me much the same as this psalm speaks to me. For throughout this psalm, there are many different metaphors that I can attribute to what parents have done for me. And what parents or guardians or grandparents have done for you, I'm sure. And so I would love to go through, to walk through this psalm and maybe remind you of some of those times. You who live in the shelter of the Most High. Simply put, many, if not all of us, have had shelter every moment of our lives when the storms rage outside, just as they did. We remain dry. We remain comfortable. Well, some of us might be cold or hot, but we remain comfortable. And for much of our childhood, that shelter was always there. Our parents, our guardians, our grandparents, whomever we lived with through our lives, wanted to make sure that we had protection from all of the outside elements, that we had a roof and three squares, as many people call it, three square meals. Who abide in the shadow of the Almighty. How many of you remember a time growing up where you were in fear for the situation that you were in? What was the first thing that you did? You found the shadow of whoever you were with, mom, dad, grandparent. You found their shadow and you hid. And even though that shadow really doesn't provide protection, you knew that if that shadow was there, that meant that whatever you feared had to make it through that parent first. You found shelter in the very shadow of your parent. We'll say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And then there were the school days where you met the school bully. Maybe it was physical and you got in a little tiff on the playground. Maybe it was name calling. Maybe you struggled with many bullies. And as you ran home after school, you knew that as you cried out for mom or dad or whomever you sought, you knew that there was refuge. You knew that they would listen. You knew that they took care. You knew that they wanted to make every little bit better. That in that very moment, you had them by your side and watching over you. And in them you trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. I don't know how many of you have been out and walking along a hiking trail and a parent has saved you from the very snare of a fowler, or a net that was falling from a tree or something like that. But how many of you maybe have been hiking and whoever was leading you said, no, don't step there. That's a loose rock. You might just fall or stumble. How many of you, not just in the physical sense, but in a spiritual sense, had a teacher, a guide, a parent, a guardian, who said, don't step that way in your faith. I've been there. I've stepped on that rock and I tumbled and I tumbled and I sprained my ankle and my faith hurt. And from the deadly pestilence, parents are there to protect us from anything and everything, and sometimes that means that they protect us just through a simple vaccine or taking you for your yearly flu shot or saving you from the pestilence that is hatred that abounds in our world right now. Our parents, those who raised us, always wanted our best interest in health, in welfare, in shelter, in comfort. And he will cover you with his pinions, his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. One last image. How many of you, similar to the shadow story, were ever scared or intimidated by something and you went and you found mom's apron that she was wearing and you hid underneath it or behind it? Or you hid in underneath the suit coat that your dad was wearing or your grandfather was wearing? And just even though you were only covered by this minute little bit of fabric, you knew that the wings were protective. You knew that the arms of that person were there and surrounding you and embracing you and protecting you from anything and everything. We hold our parents in the highest regard, especially when we are young. No matter what they may tell us sometimes. And no matter what happens to us, they can fix it, right? Throughout this scripture, I see that very image. I see the Father sitting on the tree branch throughout the entire night in protection of us, the Son, the daughter. I see in my parents, and hopefully you have seen in those who raised you, these very same characteristics. Yes, we talk about Father God. Yes, many of you have heard me talk about Mother God as well. God who leads us by being father and mother, by protecting, by taking us under that apron, under those wings, by providing shelter, by providing refuge, by letting us know when there is the snare in front of us to go around or to tread lightly. In this psalm, in that story, I see the parent God. And to me, it is one of the most all-encompassing metaphors in our scriptures. Because in that metaphor, most, if not all of us, can relate. We can relate to a time where we feared as a child of the dark, and we cried out to that parent to just turn a little nightlight on or light a little candle. We can relate to that time where something at school happened that just crushed us, and we came home sobbing our eyes out, and we found the arms of a loving parent. It is a metaphor that for me is the very essence of God. Because there is so much love from parent to child. There may not be a lot of like sometimes, but there is so much love. Which leads us to our last verses. And that is the reciprocation of that love. For we know that our parent, God, loves us to the ends of the earth and back. Loves us in spite of us. Loves us because we are created in that very image of love. And so what do, church? We love God back. We love God who first loved us, and in doing so, we call out to God. We seek God. And in those moments of seeking, in those moments of calling out and crying out, we get this good news, this reassurance that those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. Love God. Just as you have loved those who have come before you to raise you, to protect you in your weakest moments, to guide you in those other weakest moments. Love God. Love God, and we are reassured that God will deliver, that God will protect, that in God we will be able to find. When we run crying home because that bully out in the world called us a name, God's arms will be wide open. God's wings will provide protection. And God's love will embrace us until the end of time. Amen and amen.